The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and it's time for Boat Smart. Got Stefan Schmidt in the house, Marine Services instructor with Georgetown Technical College, and back with us again this week, Bill Kidwell, service manager at Key Marine. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Welcome to Pep Talk and Boat Smart.
It's good to be here. It's a beautiful weekend.
It's a perfect weekend for boating, yeah. And as you texted in earlier, boating and barbecue.
Boating and barbecue. That's what we need to do. I love listening to the Sonny's Barbecue Show before I come in here because he gets me hungry.
I'm telling you, it's terrible.
And that's always a good idea to have barbecue on the boat. Just don't get it on the upholstery.
There you go. There you go. But it could work. Pick it up before you go out. You don't have to cook.
It's a great idea. It sure is. We're talking about barbecue.
There he is. He just walked back in.
Barbecue sauce on the upholstery can be easily fixed with wet naps. Yours truly, Eldon Scott.
There you go. So problem solved.
Problem solved. Bye,
awesome. You are listening to Boat Smart. It's not a barbecue show.
No,
it's not. A boat show.
This is the Boat Smart.
But that's okay.
Show.
We're going to talk about a little bit of everything on this show. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida is our sponsor. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can give them a call at 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is a website. Check out their deals, their specials, all the motors that they have in stock. They specialize in Mercury, Yamaha, Suzuki, Repower. So that's the place to go for your repowers. They can take care of you on all that. They have a lot of motors in stock from the smaller horsepower on up to about 200 horsepower. They keep those motors in stock as well. And also they have that Cox diesel out there. You need to go check that out. If diesel could be your choice, so that's the way to go too. There's a lot of advantages to having a diesel outboard on your boat. And Bill could probably touch on that too, how that diesel outboard will work with several different applications and things like that. So yeah, that's the way to go with that Cox diesel. So I want to talk just a little bit about what happened last night in my classroom before we go to Bill, because I get excited when students get excited, you know?
And he teaches at Georgetown Technical College.
That's the place, Georgetown Technical, located at 2400 Longleaf Drive. I know where it is. Maybe you don't, right? I thought I should mention that. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, hey, remember, georgetowncollege.edu is the chat feature. There's a chat feature on there. You can go and talk to anybody out there. We are gearing towards summer school. We're not taking any more students this year. We're going to go into summer school. But I had a couple students working on a motor for us. It was the... I got to get here to my notes. Remember what it was? A 250 HPDI Yamaha.
Oh, I know that one.
High pressure direct injected Yamaha. It's a two stroke, right? And we got it out a couple weeks ago to do a dyno run. I love to do dyno runs on these motors. So I got it out a couple weeks ago to do a dyno run just to check them out. It's our motor. It's the school's motor that was donated by Yamaha. Mm-hmm. And we had an issue with it. They had the laptop on it and we started seeing a low fuel problem, right? So these students troubleshot the motor. Went through it, checked it out, and we figured out we had a high-pressure pump that was faulty in it. So we had to replace the pump, ordered the parts in, got them in, got the pump put back in. And last night we did a dyno run on it, perfect run. Everything was perfect, and the motor sounded so good. And the students actually troubleshot it, looked up the parts, ordered the parts, installed the parts, set the motor up correctly. Everything was perfect on that motor, and I was high-fiving and just having a great time.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's such a good lesson for people when you fix something. It's a feeling that you can't understand unless you're in that type of a field, you know, where you fix something and you go in with little knowledge and now you're fixing a high pressure direct injected motor and making it run on dyno. So it was really great to do that.
That's got to feel good. And give them confidence too going forward, right?
Oh yeah, no doubt. And last night during What You Learn, we were high-fiving and we were talking about that. They were my MVPs for the week. So they did a great job on that. So it was really good. And we had a great time this week in the classroom. So yeah, we got Bill back in here. Bill, appreciate you coming in.
Hey, I'm absolutely pleased to be here.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful Good Friday.
Yes, it is.
He's got a lot of information, right? And,
yes.
And that's why he wants to come in and talk about things, you know, that a lot of information. Just not only about Key Marine, but if you have a question for him or anything, you can do that too. 850-437-1620. We have one now.
We've already got one.
All right.
So here we go. Would you mind reviewing a list of what owners of small outboard engines should do every spring before they put it in the water? So this is someone getting ready, probably this weekend, put their boat in the water.
Okay.
Well, it's always a good idea to have a service done. Depends on if it's two-stroke or four-stroke. And just basically that, having, you know, a professional look at it is always a good idea.
Okay. So just have somebody look at it, make sure everything's okay. It also matters how you put it up, right?
Yeah, that's the most important thing that I was going to touch on as well, is it's always a good idea to run these things completely out of fuel so the carburetors don't get gummed up. And,
yep, good question. We appreciate that.
Okay, so thanks for texting in. Yep. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620.
So, Bill, what is it that gives Key Marine that hometown feel? And I think that's a good question to ask you. What gives Key Marine that hometown feel?
Well, you were the one that actually brought that up, and you get that feeling as well. And we do hear it from – that's input from the customers as well. I think it all starts out the fact that it is locally owned and operated business that has the major dealerships. And, you know, the fact that all the money that comes in stays here locally, not only, you know, from the business, but trickles out through the employees that all live in this area and all. And also, I think it has a lot to do, too, with the way that we handle the customers with phone calls is really important. It's very rare if you call our place that we're going to not answer the phone. A lot of places will just let the phone ring and answer it at their, you know, at their convenience, where we're working really hard to answer all the questions the customers may have and, you know, provide the service they're needing on their schedule and at their convenience.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. What is the phone number there? If someone's listening this morning and wants to jot it down?
I never have that
never
memorized.
Called itself. Yeah. 850-492-0487.
There you go.
It's weird, but it's hard. I don't know why I don't memorize that number.
Well, I used to know all my friends and family phone numbers. We don't have any more. You know, it's right in the phone. You just hit their name, right? So
I feel like I'm in my classroom when I'm talking to my students. I just gave Bill a trick question. My students are sometimes they're afraid to ask me a question because I'm going to answer the question by when
ask
I ask them
a question,
they ask me a question. I go, I'm not asking you to ask me a question. I'm asking you for an answer. Answer, so
yeah, it's always
it
right
meant
there
to be a trick
it's
question.
Always right there. 850-492-0487 is the phone number.
Oh my goodness.
And you can give them a call and they're more than happy to help you with that. So let me ask you another question here, Bill. So as we go through this, is it true that Key Marine is mainly a service-based business?
It is, from a standpoint of we do not offer a new boat line. So really, sales is not our main focus. Our main focus is to service, maintain, and improve your boat. And, you know, I mean, like we said last week, I believe, most boats and repower, we repower a lot. We're mainly a repower facility, like Stefan had said last week. Probably one of the best repower facilities because we do focus on all the latest stuff. The networking has all become so complex and all, but we can handle any of it, all the way from the smallest stuff all the way up to the biggest stuff. And I think the fact that, you know, we are focused on service versus sales mainly, it really boosts our service department. You know, we're able to focus on it more.
Yeah, I think you should grab that. We are the best, you know, in that, because of the technology that you have, the way you train your technicians, keep everybody up to speed on the latest and greatest of the products and information and stuff. So, in my opinion, the best.
Well, thank you. Yeah, they all really work hard. The crew really pushes each other, and they're always teaching each other anything that they may know or have learned. And, of course, we do run into a bunch of networking issues, and we have, as far as I'm concerned, the best crew around the way that they all, the camaraderie is there. They're all really wanting to teach each other, and they all want the whole crew to be on that other level.
We don't talk about the crew. Who do you have out there that you have working for you? Give me a kind of a your level of technician. You maybe have some helpers and that kind of thing. Well, who's the crew out there right now?
Well, I want to name everybody that's associated with it. It starts out with Mickey and Tracy Perriman as the owners. And then Dustin is their son, who has become the general manager, and myself. And then we do have Aaron that was mentioned in the parts department, which does more than just the parts and, you know, handles quite a few things. And as far as the technicians go, I'll list them in order of seniority, not importance, of course, but it's Chance Kellogg, which was a student of yours.
Right.
And then we have Max Johnson, and then we have Nick Fallon, and then we have Ben Spears, and we have Jeff Cullison, who's the latest one to come on board. That came from your class as well. And then we do have a full-time helper that mainly focuses on moving boats and washing boats and taking care of helping cleaning the shop and all that. And his name is Jay.
Okay. So that's a full crew.
That's 11 people.
Wow.
Yeah, that's 11 people.
So we're talking with Bill Kidwell, who's the service manager at Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida, as well as Stefan Schmidt, who's here. He's our Marine Services instructor with George Stone Technical College. It's the expert panel. It's Boat Smart. These guys know the answers. So text in your questions, 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you this morning.
Yeah, give us a call, too. I like phone calls as well. I love hearing people's voices. Sometimes that text is, talk to me, you know?
Okay, 850-437-1620.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, Bill. So how is it that Key Marine technicians achieve their unbeatable level of expertise and maintain it? Talk about the level of expertise that you have within that technician standings that you have in there.
Well, it all starts, you know, I believe, with the way things are managed and all, and the way that, of course, all the training that they get, starting off some of them with you, and then the fact that every one of them's going to major factory schools. As a matter of fact, just yesterday, we had already signed people up for this coming year, 2026, and you know, the fact that the camaraderie is there, and finally we got that fifth technician. Everybody likes each other. They're all there every day, all day, and they really push each other, and they all mesh. And, you know, it's rare that one of them's over there just working on his own boat and focusing on just that, because if there's a running issue, which we absolutely, you know, that's our big deal, is being able to diagnose any running issue. The buck stops here. We're not going to pass the buck to anyone else. We honestly feel like we can fix it. And that whole way of, you know, letting them be able to compare notes, stand around, talk about that from time to time, they're not messing around. They're training each other to be on that other level.
Do you have any master techs out there right now?
We do. Chance Kellogg is a Yamaha master tech, and the other ones are really, really going to be there soon.
So talk a little bit about that master tech status. How does he get to that?
Okay, first of all, with Yamaha, the one that Chance is the master tech for, which he's certified in the other ones as well, but with the master tech, you have to take care of all your prerequisites and the stuff like inline V engines, electrical, gear case, and YDIS and all that. And once you get all those under your belt and are able to take the test is absolutely hard. It consists of, you know, some labs. First of all, you have to be able to complete, I believe it's 3 of the 5 labs, and however many of those that you're able to get to determines how many, if you can even take the test, the written test. And once you take the written test, you're able, for instance, if you passed all the labs, you're able to miss more questions on that written. Okay. And so it is a very difficult and hard to achieve status.
Yeah. I think that's pretty good at when you talk about the written part versus hands-on. A lot of times we have students in my classroom that don't do very well on tests like that, mm-hmm. you know, and they excel on the hands-on portion of it. So the way I grade in my classroom, the written portion of any grade in my class is only 20% of their grade.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Employability is 50% of their grade, mm-hmm. and then hands-on is 30% of their grade. So the way I look at it, you know, people that work with their hands typically don't do well on written type tests or computer tests. That's what I think.
Yeah, that's true, too. And at the end of the day, you're wanting them to be able to fix your boat, not take a test about it.
That's right.
And
that's
so
right.
That's why they start out with the labs.
Yeah. Okay, we got a text in, a question for you. This is very specific. Do you, and this is for you, Bill, do you work on, let's see, old Evinrude 40 horsepower motors, 1984? He's looking. Okay. You should see his face.
Well, I know where that question's coming from.
Okay.
And you know, all that revolves around us. You know, we're so ingrained in the OEM world because mm-hmm. of the quality and all. It's difficult for us to get the parts. And like I had said last week, I believe, we take those one by one. And if it's a 1984 40, it may not be feasible to fix it.
Right.
And we may be recommending to repower that boat. But just give us a call. You know, we definitely have people that are qualified to work on that. And yeah,
a lot of times it's the condition of the motor. So it's mm-hmm. even though it's an older motor, it could be an older motor that's in pristine condition, right?
Because some people take
so
very good
the knowledge.
Care of it.
The knowledge is there for them to work on it, of course, right? Mm-hmm. But again, the parts can be an issue. But if the motor's in bad condition and you got to put a bunch of money in it, like you said, it's not worth dumping that money in that motor, and a repower is always the best option at that point. Why put money in something that you couldn't even sell it for what you put the money into it, right?
Very true. So very true.
Yeah.
But makes me think, because they've had it this long, it's probably in pristine condition.
Hopefully so.
Yeah.
Kind of rare for an 84 to be in pristine.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing about repowering with the brand new four strokes is that the old two strokes, the cost of operation with just fuel and two stroke oil, it really, the four strokes start paying for themselves.
Right.
From the get go. First time you turn the key.
You know, we're old school, Bill. You know, you and I love the two strokes, right?
Yeah.
But now we're starting to like the four strokes,
yeah.
You know, because of the fact that, you know, when you go into that four stroke motor, you turn it on and you can talk over it. They have a lot of power. They have better fuel economy and that kind of stuff. So if that person goes from that two stroke to a four stroke, guarantee they will love it. And you have so many choices out there with the Suzuki, the Yamaha, the Mercuries.
Mm-hmm.
So we got different price levels and everything that they can work with. So make it affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And probably payment plans, not through maybe Key Marine, but there's possible that you get a loan on it or something and pay a little bit a month, you know, or something like that.
Absolutely.
It just depends. So,
yeah.
You know.
Right.
Do you guys do financing on motors out there?
We don't through Key Marine, but a lot of people are going to their banks, and it's getting easier and easier to do that. Sometimes the factory, like there is financing through Mercury and Yamaha and Suzuki. That's an option. Hey, I really wish I would have been there for that 250 HPDI on the dyno.
Yeah.
I think I would have had my earplugs.
I'm telling you. Oh, yeah. Got to wear the hearing protection. No doubt about it. You know, and
yeah.
You know, it was fun.
Screaming.
We'll get that one on the video.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That is a good idea. Put it on your channel.
We did a test last week. We ran a two-stroke 150 Yamaha, and then we put a four-stroke on her. I got video of that on my Facebook page. I think it's on – I got to get it on my YouTube channel, okay? But we compared the two, the sound and the RPMs. It was really cool to compare those two together on a video. So we'll do that again and get that up. Our students love that,
mm-hmm.
you know? So let's get this – and they set the best part of it is these – particular students, B and Matt, came into my class with very little to no knowledge, and now they're setting up dynos and fixing HPDI motors, and I don't even have to be standing there when they're working on this.
Wow.
I know they're doing the right thing, and their eyes were so big, their smiles were so big to me. That fills my heart and helps me to continue to teach students, and you know, when they have that happen in the classroom. It's just awesome to have that feeling. So we got a text.
Yes, we got another one. How does, I hope I pronounce this correctly, Tohatsu, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
How does Tohatsu compare to Yamaha and Mercury?
Tohatsu is a Japanese company that's been around a long time ago. Nissan and Tohatsu was about the same thing. Tohatsu is actually a large manufacturer and provides engines for other manufacturers, you know, in certain horsepower range. They're not nearly as popular, but they're a good motor.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good question.
Again, it goes back to maintenance as well. Mm-hmm. And if you're running salt water and fresh water, there's a lot of factors, you know.
Okay. So. 850-437-1620. Yep. Send or call in your question to Boat Smart this morning on Pep Talk.
Yep. So, Bill, does Key Marine have expansion plans for the future? That's a good question. I know y'all have expanded a little bit, but where do you go from here?
Well, that all depends. Of course, the only reason why we'd really like to expand is for customer convenience and to provide that same phenomenal service and customer service and the actual quality work that we do. We have already tried to add upholstery shops and like make it a one-stop shop just to be more convenient for the customers. It's not necessarily all about us. It's about the customer and making things convenient for them because they're super busy and they would love to have a one-stop shop. That, you know, we still work on from time to time in hopes of doing that. Also in creating, taking another location on. Of course, that would require all new management and all, and some of the people there are management quality. It would just be a major thing. But yeah, we definitely have our options open there and would love to provide that same quality service to other locations.
Okay. That sounds like that could be a plan. So, yeah. Yeah, I like that idea.
Okay, that sounds good.
I had my business. I had two locations at one time. I didn't like my second location. It was over in Orange Beach, and it was not the fact that I didn't like it. It was the fact that I had to drive over there.
It's hard to manage.
Yeah,
you know,
and
it
I
really
had a team there. I had a team here in Pensacola, and it gets difficult when you start getting spread out. So, I tell you what, this week has been a very interesting week at school because I have had a lot of previous students calling me and coming by and talking to me about advice. So the next week or so, I want to talk about some advice tactics that I give previous students that are in the marine industry. Some of them are making choices to move on and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And one student in particular was talking about opening a business, right? And so they come to me and they talk to me about that kind of stuff. And this falls right in with that, you know. You have to be that special kind of person, in my opinion, to own a business. You really have to be. It's way different running a business as far as a service manager position is concerned, but owning the business and having that full responsibility is another avenue, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people can't do that. You know, it just depends on the person, of course, right? So we're going to talk about that kind of stuff as we go into the next few weeks and a little bit about that and where to go once you leave, you know, the school. What's your plans as you go into the field? Because a lot of times techs don't stay in locations like Key Marine, as far as chance has been out there forever for me. You know, it seems 8 years now or more.
About that.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
That's great, you know. Yeah. And when I have students call me and talk to me about these situations, I typically try to get the whole big picture and we talk about it. So we're going to talk about that as we go into the next few weeks and how to approach those situations, you know?
Yeah, I think that's great. But I love the fact that you had students that have gone on to work with Key Marine and are still there, still working.
There.
That's amazing.
That's always the goal, is to have the student go in as a tech and stay there for a long period of time. I think it's beneficial to the technician. It's beneficial to the business. It's definitely beneficial to your reputation.
Yep. It sure is, because really everyone, once they find a place to work, they're not really wanting to move around. As long as things are in place for them, the stability, the pay, and all of that, I don't know of very many people that just want to jump around to be jumping around.
No. Okay, so you have about a minute or so left. What have we not talked about this morning that you would like to mention?
Well, right now we're working on a boat at the school that we're going to end up repowering, and Bill and I started talking about that. I think that's our route we're going to go because we have an older motor that has some hours on it, a lot of corrosion. Mm-hmm. So I'm working with Key Marine on that one as well. So we're going to talk to Dustin about that today or Monday and get them squared away on that. Other than that, we're just having a great time at school. You're obviously having a great time on the show. I love you being on here because you got a lot of information to give, and I love that part, and it was just having a good time. So, yeah. What do you got to add to this, Bill?
Well, really, you put me on the spot there. I can tell you this much. As far as being here, it's something that I enjoy. I'm really trying to, you know, let everybody know that, you know, if they're tired of places and not happy with other places that they've been getting their service from, you know, we really work hard every day, the whole crew, all being, you know, driven. And then as far as, you know, that student talking about, that's interesting, wanting to open his business, because remember, Mickey Perriman went to that school,
right,
and
right,
went,
guys,
on to become a phenomenal owner. And
yep.
All right, that's it for us.
Appreciate
for Boat Smart. We're so glad you were both here this morning. This is Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3.